Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Google is buying Fitbit for more than $2 billion.
CBS News technology consultant Larry Magid joins us. Larry, why did Google want Fitbit?
Well, among other things, it gives them not only a fitness device, but potentially a device that could compete with the Apple Watch. I mean, the Fitbit isn't the Apple Watch. It doesn't have all of the features, but it has a lot of them. And I could easily see it evolving in that way. Also give Google access to the big market of fitness folks. And although they say they're going to put privacy number one, there's a lot of data out there that Google never had before. It may have known a lot about you, but it didn't know your heart rate and necessarily how you were exercising and how long you were sleeping. Now it has that data as well, or it will once it acquires Fitbit.
What about Fitbit, Larry? It has some new competition, right? Has Fitbit's popularity slipped a little bit?
You know, it's still doing pretty well, but yes, you're right. It does have a lot of competition, but they tend to, you know, have a products of throughout the price spectrum, and I think they're doing okay. I certainly see plenty of them as I go about my day, people jogging and walking and checking their Fitbits. So I think it's a real category, but again, if you look at the Apple Watch, it does pretty much everything Fitbit does, plus a lot more, and I envision Fitbit evolving in that direction.
Some people are expressing privacy concerns.
Yes.
Tell us about that, Larry.
Well, obviously, when you think about Google and you think about the kind of data that Fitbit reveals, again, heart rate, how many hours you're sleeping, when you're sleeping, when you're exercising, where you are, there's a lot of information there that if it got into either the wrong hands, i.e. a security breach, could have some implications, or if Google used it in ways that violated people's privacy. Now, they say they're not going to be sending you ads based on your fitness stats and things of that nature. So if they really do respect your privacy, okay. But if Google does with Fitbit what it does with some of its other products and starts bombarding you, then I think we've got some real problems.
Larry, thanks for joining us. CBS News technology consultant Larry Magid.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.